Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by our head of news and our co-host, Melissa K.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio, thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope the day is treating you good so far. We're certainly going to. We're going to kick things off the way we like to with our good friend, Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Britt.
Good morning. I'm just dancing to this groove you got going on. The sun is shining bright. How can you not, right?
Yeah, it just gets you moving. It gets you in a good mood. It really does.
It does.
Is the weather going to keep us in a good mood, Brittany? It's looking nice out right now.
It's going to keep us in a good mood all day today. It's fantastic. We have a high pressure system that is sitting right over us. So no clouds in the sky, just those really high-level cirrus clouds. Otherwise, winds are barely moving, and temperatures are going to be perfect once again, right hitting in those mid-70s. Nothing to complain about. Gorgeous day, no rain in the forecast, just sunshine. Just wear that sunscreen, I guess.
Yeah, we can take that. We can handle that one. We can handle that, all right. Thank you so much, Brittany. We appreciate you. You have a great day. We'll get people ready for Wednesday tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Thursday.
Today's Wednesday.
It is Wednesday today. We got people ready for Wednesday. We'll get them ready for Thursday tomorrow. Thank you, Brittany.
You're welcome.
Have a good one.
It's going to be laughing at us.
As she should. As long as we're making them laugh. I am, at least. You didn't do anything. We got good stuff coming up for you, everybody. We're going to get into, of course, the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Melissa and I have the 2024 finalists for Strangest Pet Insurance Claims of the Year. We're going to get into that one. We got a couple of other fun ones to get into as well. I got a lemon hack that might help with hiccups.
Okay.
Got that one coming up for you. We're also going to talk a little TSA about them maybe increasing the liquid rule and U.S. airports that force you to walk miles between gates. We got those back-to-back stories for you. Before we wrap up the hour, we'll hear from our friends at Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
It's wicked awesome.
Looking forward to that 9 o'clock hour. A little bit of entertainment news for you. We're also going to get into the most fun states in America. Got the most fun states.
Ours,
yes.
Obviously.
Wisconsin's got to be number one, right? We'll go ahead and take a look at that. But Melissa, I wanted to kick things off with the event that we were at yesterday. You and I were at the Central Wisconsin State Fair.
We were. We had a great time. We were talking with people, hearing stories about what it's like to live in Central Wisconsin. I had a wonderful young man sit down and share a story about water skiing in Central Wisconsin and how he loves skiing on Lake Wazeecha.
We had a really good time down there. I was only there for a couple of hours with you, but in the time that I was down there, I didn't realize how much I missed that fair. It's been too long since I've been there. A big shout out to everybody, all the people that worked so hard on that fair to make that happen. All the moving pieces, all the volunteers, all the different people just working so hard to make sure everybody's having a good time at that place. A big tip of the hat to all of them. But outside of that, it was interacting with people and how great it was, everybody coming up, talking to us, sharing their feelings on the stations and everything. You and I had a wonderful discussion with a lady about Lyme's disease, which not that the subject matter was so much wonderful or anything, but just the interacting with her was really wonderful.
Yeah, she wasn't willing to talk into the microphone, but she was happy to share her experience with us, which was really kind of mind-boggling. So her advice is to spray the bottoms of your shoes and your clothing with whatever tick.
She didn't have the name either. No.
So, and I didn't look it up, but it's a repellent. There's the word I was looking for.
It's a repellent that she says our military uses from time to time.
Yes, so. That you can get to put on your clothing in the bottoms of your shoes to help not get ticks on you, because it doesn't sound like you want Lyme's disease at all.
No, I had a good friend that had it.
17 symptoms she's up to now?
Yes, yeah. It is nothing to mess around with, everybody, and especially keep an eye out on that. But this is the kind of thing that we wanted to do. We wanted to interact with you. We wanted to be able to hang out and talk with some of you. We heard a lot of feedback on WIRI as well. It was really good to interact with all of you, and we want to do more of that.
Yes. Yes, we absolutely do. We're going to be there all week.
Yeah, yeah, going to be there all week, everybody. We've got a great booth in the expo building, and come on by, say hi. Probably taking some music while you're on your way over there, because they got some great music down there.
Because the family tent is right there by the expo building entrance, so you can catch that. The Euro cart is just alongside the expo building, where I had a delicious dinner.
It was nice of them to set that up for you like that.
Wasn't it? It was so great. They knew I was coming, and they put it right there.
It smelled good. Those gyros smelled good.
No, it was so good.
I had an elephant ear before I left.
Did you? Oh, yeah. Good.
Oh,
good,
and I got to see the pig races.
Good.
Oh my gosh, I almost forgot. I took a video and everything. Make sure to post it. It was great. Shout out to the MC of the pig races. She did an amazing job. She was awesome.
Yeah.
I've never seen pigs race before. I've never seen anything like that before. I was stuck in my place. I was just staring.
Yeah. There were two races. I got to watch it last year. It was really cute.
It was really cool. It was great. I actually feel like more things should just be with pigs racing. We could get rid of all sports probably. And just have that as our main sport.
It would be entertaining.
It definitely was. Definitely was. Get the pigs some NIL licensing and stuff. Get them a nice deal with somewhere. I don't know. It was fun. and we are scratching the surface of the Central Wisconsin State Fair. There is so much to take in there. We didn't get a chance to even start about the animals. We only grazed on the food a little bit. There's so much going on down there, everybody. I can't encourage you enough to check it out. And not only check it out, but support this fair. Maybe you're not able to make it, but you can post things on your social media and share that the fair is going on for a couple of more days.
And so many of our community partners are down there, too. So many local businesses are in the vendor tent. I'm hoping to get around and talk to some of them today. Chris finally came by last night. She's like, I got stuck at the customer service tent because there was a lineup of cars. And it was quite the conversation. But she said that I have permission to go around and talk to all the vendors and hear their stories. So I'm excited to do that. And then also, you know, like the Wood County Sheriff is down there with a tent. And I believe Lola's going to be there tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But they have a fun spin the wheel just like we do, although theirs is fancier. And maybe their prizes are better. I don't know, but we got some pretty awesome prizes.
We got some pretty good prizes, and we were able to give quite a few of them away, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I gotta haul in some more today because I had two t-shirts left, James.
Oh, really? I was wondering how that went. I felt bad. Oh, yeah.
I actually had to leave a little bit early because I was out of stuff.
Yeah.
I don't have any more stuff to give away. I should probably just go.
We've got a wheel that we can write things on and put like t-shirts or wristbands and those things. I like the idea of you just putting on their IOUs, like IOUs on all of them.
Actually, I owe a young man a medium-sized WIRI shirt because he spun for the and won that, and that's what he wanted. He's like, if I come back tomorrow, can you bring the shirt for me tomorrow? He really wanted one.
That's awesome. That is so
yes,
cool.
I have his name. Jason, I will bring you a medium-sized WIRI t-shirt.
That's awesome. Well done, Mel. Keep in mind, Dylan Scott's going to be performing tonight at the Central Wisconsin State Fair. He'll be there at 7:30. Get your tickets for that one and check him out at the grandstand. It looks like it's going to be a wonderful performance, too, where they have him set up in that grandstand, the acoustics, all that's going to be great.
Yeah, that's a great time.
There's a lot of great things still going on with the fair. It is going on till till the 25th, everybody.
Yeah, it just started.
Yeah, really?
They're just getting warmed up. I think the carnival opens today.
Oh, that's right. I missed the carnival. Darn it. I got to get back up there.
Well, they weren't open yesterday.
No,
James. You couldn't even see it. They had gates up.
Got to check it out tomorrow.
Some of the gates were knocked down. I really didn't know what was going on with that. I was a little confused.
I was too. I will say, I do want to let people know, not to deter anybody from this or anything, but there is a bit of construction going on over that area, in that area. So if you are using, you know, Google Maps or anything like that, you might need to make a bit of a detour to get around to the
from center. Our area, if you come in from the south on Highway 10, it's a straight shot.
Right.
I didn't run into any construction. There is if you come in from above.
And that's what I did.
So sorry, James.
I don't know why. I don't know necessarily why I did. Sometimes I get just kind of like, okay, well, the directions probably know better than I do. When I should have just trusted my own self. I've driven to Marshfield plenty of times. But I thought it would make me. I was running a little late, and I thought, oh, this will be quicker. It was not.
Well, you were only a few minutes late. I only called you six times and texted you twice. It's fine.
You were very helpful about that, though. I appreciate it. And I always enjoy working with you and being out in the public with you. It was a lot of fun. Please stop by our booth again. We are in the Expo Center. Come
Expo
on by.
Expo building. Yep.
The Expo building. And stop by. You know, feel free to sit down for a minute and give us a little bit of your backstory or what it's like to live in Wisconsin. We just are looking for stories like that.
Mm-hmm. It's called the Truth Booth. Come and share your truth with us about living in central Wisconsin.
Maybe sign up for our newsletter. We had a couple of new people sign up for that was fantastic. Mm-hmm. Our newsletter is going to be our newsletter, everybody, and by that I mean your newsletter. It's going to be about central Wisconsin right here in our area.
Yes, articles written about things going on right here.
And we're looking forward to getting some merch in your hands, too. So come on by and spin the wheel and stuff.
Come spin the wheel and see what you win. It might just be candy, but you know what? Candy's candy. Everybody can use a mint now and then.
Yeah, absolutely. tell me about it. There are so many things going on over the Central Wisconsin State Fair. Find out more at centralwisconsinstatefair.com, centralwisconsinstatefair.com, and get your tickets and check out some of these amazing shows and amazing acts and all the great food and great people down there. And when you get a chance, while you're there, send some thank yous. I made sure to do that as much as I could because there's a lot of volunteers and a lot of people that come together to make this happen for all of us.
Oh, they have so many meetings that they have to pull this off, and it's impressive what they do.
I'd love to be able to talk to the people that are really behind the scenes on that one someday and really get them on the air with us and talk to them about all the logistics and all the different things that go on to make this event happen.
They've been doing it for 121 years, not these people in particular, but the tradition of having this fair in those fairgrounds, 121 years.
I love the time. Now I've got in my head some 120-some-year-old man just sitting there like, please, I just want to retire.
Stop asking the questions. I'm done.
They do got this down to a science, and they do a great job over there with it. Mm-hmm. There is literally a huge event every day at the fair. Get your tickets. Find out more. Stop by our booth. Say hi. Central Wisconsin State Fair going strong right now until Sunday, everybody, and find out more again at centralwisconsinstatefair.com. We'll come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Looking forward to it. It's coming up on the morning show at WFHR. It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to 221 Market Avenue, beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. Bring your smiling faces over there and be sure to check out their Facebook page. It's a great way to keep up to date now, not only what they're doing, but their specials.
Yeah, you can see what their specials are for breakfast and lunch.
Got a breakfast special right now, 3 crepes for $17. That's a nice deal. Lunch special, ham and scallop potatoes includes a side. They got soup with that. All kinds of great things and such a wonderful, unique menu.
All of their specials include beverage, which is awesome. And their soup is amazing. I love their chicken dumpling. Chicken dumpling is probably my favorite soup, and I'm pretty sure they have it almost every day.
And make sure to get us your birthdays and anniversaries, everybody, because not only do we love to celebrate them and get them on the air, but thanks to our friends at El Cafe, we grab winners at the beginning of every month and get you two $20 gift certificates for El Cafe to be able to use over there. And we love being able to do that, so get us more birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us, melissa.k@civicmedia.us. You can email us anytime, anybody.
That's right.
And you can, of course, hit us up on our Facebook pages. Be sure to message us there as well.
And you can call 715-424-2600 or just one-button dialing with the Civic Media app.
We look forward to talking with you and having you join us on the air here with those birthdays and anniversaries. Be sure to hit us up with those, everybody. And if you can't make it within this time slot, that's okay if it's a little bit later. That's fine.
Sure. Absolutely.
We just love hearing from you. Mm-hmm. We need a 1 through 3, Melissa.
Ooh, let's go 2.
2, all right, there we go. Gives us that qualifier. And first up, we want to wish a happy birthday to Ashley Winter.
Happy birthday, Ashley.
Enjoy your day, Ash. Hope it's a good one for you. Have a great one. And we wish a very happy birthday to Greg Johnson.
Happy birthday, Greg.
Enjoy your day, Greg. Hope it's a good one. And our qualifiers today celebrating their 32nd anniversary.
Whew.
Harvey and Brenda Henke.
Harvey and Brenda. Aw, happy anniversary, you two.
First off, your guys' names sound great together. That sounds really good, Harvey and Brenda. And we wish you a wonderful 32nd and many, many more. Enjoy your anniversary, you two. And you're our qualifiers for today.
Awesome.
We take a look at our celebrity list of birthdays real quick. Kacey Musgraves is 36 today, a wonderful singer, songwriter. Merry-go-round, follow your arrow. She's got a handful of good hits out there. I don't know. He's not. You can't say he is still the fastest man in the world. But once you've been crowned the fastest man in the world or fastest man alive, can you always like claim that no matter what age you are? Is it like being the president? Like that, you know, even if you haven't been president for 10 years, they still call you Mr. President. I don't know. Usain Bolt is 38 today.
Wow.
Jamaican sprinter who was once the fastest man alive. I wouldn't want to race him still.
No.
I don't care. 38, 108, I don't care. You see, Bolt is still going to be pretty fast. The last Olympics we had, fantastic. It feels like they didn't last long enough in some ways. And at the same time, it felt like it was like a month, even though it was only a couple weeks. There were so many wonderful moments. And track and field brought us some great highlights and some really fun individual aspects. And we got to see a lot of cool things, no matter what country you're rooting for, but certainly if you're an American rooting for how our teams did. Mm-hmm. But it did feel, and this is nothing against the current track runners or anything, but I couldn't help but feel like there just wasn't the same energy as there is with a Usain Bolt. what that guy was able to do with the track and field and how he was naturally, organically just charming and likable, and where no matter how much of a homer you were for whatever country you're from, you couldn't help but pull for that guy and be a bit of a Jamaican fan at some times, just to see Usain Bolt do what he did. Incredible athlete. Let's see. Brody Jenner, 41. Happy birthday to Brody Jenner. Let's see here. Khalees is 45. Milkshake singer. My milkshake brings them.
All the boys to the yard.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I can't really sing that one, but nobody wants me singing that one.
The tune is catchy.
I mean, yeah, yeah. I just mean literally I can't sing. That's all I meant.
I don't know if that's technically singing in that song.
Yeah, good point.
I think you could probably pull it off.
Good point.
You just got to practice.
I'll work on it. Carrie Ann Moss is 57, Trinity in the Matrix movies. She was also Jerry Hogarth in the Marvel Universe. She is the cutthroat lawyer in Jessica Jones and those TV shows she was really good on.
I like her. I didn't know her name. I had to look her up. She's a Canadian actress.
She is good. She is a very good actress.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's in all those Matrix movies.
I want to see.
She looks like a woman you would not want to cross.
No. On air or on screen or not. Carrie Ann Moss is, got a reputation with that. A very talented actor. And she was just in the Acolyte, the Star Wars show Acolyte. She did a really good job in that.
She was in Chocolat.
Yes, and very good in it,
which is a very different role for her compared to what she did on those Matrix movies.
Yeah, yeah. It was nice to see her be able to show that, too, in that one. Serge Tankian is 57, a System of a Down singer, songwriter, an incredible MC, really good artist. I got to see System of a Down, like, when they first came out at Ozfest. They were, like, the second band to perform, and they just blew us away. They were amazing. he's awesome. And I've been told that I could dress like him for Halloween, that I could play him for Halloween. We have a little bit of a similarity. I think he's a little more handsome than I am, though, so. Certainly still handsome. Jim McMahon is 65 today, NFL veteran quarterback who won Super Bowls, I believe, with the with the Chicago Bears and the Green Bay Packers. Jim McMahon, before really NFL players had personalities, they were out there. You had Joe Namath, you had plenty of things where our guys did different things, and they were popular and all that. Jim McMahon took that to a different level in many ways, and some good, some bad, but really owned all of it late in life. And one of the things that I appreciate about Jim McMahon, and he brought my team a Super Bowl. You would think that that's the number one thing I appreciate about that man. The biggest thing I appreciate about Jim McMahon is his giving an insight to people about what it is like to play football and to be 65. And you want to drive to the grocery store that's 5 minutes away. You get there and you forget how to get home. because of the brain damage and the different things that have happened to him. The way he has been so blunt and so honest about these things, the way he has shared what treatments have worked for him. It's some of the bravest stuff that I've seen any athlete do. And we're talking about guys that are gladiators.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, it's like getting in multiple car accidents.
Yeah.
And over and over.
He talks about this stuff, and it's just, I've never heard anybody talk about it more, talk about it better, but mean more specific and blunt about it, and not hiding anything, just trying to let you know exactly what it's like to live with this.
And you went all serious. I was going to try to make a joke about somebody playing for both the Packers and the Vikings.
Packers and Bears. But yeah.
No, the Minnesota Vikings is on his thing, too.
Did he play for the Vikings, too? I didn't realize that.
93.
Yeah, oh, right. I forgot about that. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. He almost made all three. He just missed out on playing for the Lions. If he had played for the Lions, could have played for all the teams. Kim Cattrall is 68 today. Samantha on Sex and the City. Emmy and Mannequin and some other roles. She's had a good career. Kim Cattrall.
Yeah, I like her too.
Glenn Hughes is 73, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer and bassist with Deep Purple. Let's see here. And some people no longer with us, like the gambler, Kenny Rogers, born on this day in 1938, passed away in 2020. Coward of the Country, We've Got Tonight, Islands in the Stream, so many hits, and a pretty successful chicken chain for a while there he had.
Chicken chain.
I never had it. But Kenny Rogers Chicken or whatever it was. It was like a rotisserie chicken store or fast food place or something.
Interesting.
Yeah, quite a career. And not a bad actor. Did okay the acting job.
In The Six Pack in 1982.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
A race car driver who tangles with six rough house orphans. That actually sounds like a fun movie.
I forgot about that movie. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was a good one. Joe Strummer, born in this day in 1952, passed away in 2002. The Clash's lead singer and songwriter, Should I Stay or Should I Go, Rock the Casbah.
Should I Stay or Should I Go Now?
Just a huge Clash fan, and I was a big fan of Mr. Strummer's. Wonderful, wonderful band. Just great band. And one of the greatest to ever do it, Wilt Chamberlain, born in this day in 1936, passed away in 99. One of the greatest NBA players of all time. Whenever they talk about, well, this guy did this or this guy did that, and nobody's done it since Wilt Chamberlain. Like, that's almost every NBA stat ends with, nobody's done this since Wilt Chamberlain. Like, that's just the guy's legacy. That's how great he was and how big of an athlete he was in the game of basketball.
I like how his quick facts, wingspan, 7'8".
Yeah. That's a better quick fact than some of the other ones that they have about Mr. Chamberlain. Yes.
I mean, his height is only 7'1", but his wingspan is 7'8".
It's incredible. Yeah, he had just watching some of the highlights of that guy. Incredible athlete. And that is going to do it for our El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. But keep getting them to us, everybody. We love celebrating with you. We want to say another happy birthday to Ashley and Greg out there.
Happy birthday, Ashley and Greg.
And a happy 32nd anniversary to our qualifiers, Harvey and Brenda Henke.
Harvey and Brenda, enjoy your anniversary.
Wishing you the best of days, all of you. And again, feel free to call up and get us those birthdays and anniversaries if you missed the segment, everybody. We will get to our state, local, and sports news. We'll come back and have some fun after checking in with our partners on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. We're going to be joined by Quality Post Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday in a moment here. But I want to touch on this subject before they get into us, call us up here, Melissa. And I'm just looking at the clock, and it is officially 8:36 on the clock, everybody. And that is important because according to a new survey, the average person knows if their day has been ruined by 8:36 a.m.
Really?
Yep. So how are we doing out there, everybody? How are we doing?
Your day has been ruined?
Yeah, that seems heavy. That seems a little harsh.
You can't reset after 8:36?
I'm working on that right now. Maybe it's sleeping past your alarm. Maybe the coffee maker is on the fritz. Or maybe traffic is just at an all-time bad.
Maybe people all start their day later than we do, James.
Yeah, right? The average person has 4 bad days per month, according to this survey, or 48 per year. So not so bad when you think about it that way.
I mean, if we don't have the bad, we don't know what the good is like, right?
Absolutely. So how does the average person know that the day is ruined? And here are the most popular responses. Waking up and feeling sick, 35% said that one.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tell me about it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sleeping poorly through the night, 31% said that one.
Yes.
Waking up with a headache. Nothing. There are. Oh man, I don't even want to do this list. It's hitting too close to home, Mel. Yeah, that's rough. Waking up with migraines or a headache is just very difficult. Losing your keys. 26% said that one.
That'll make you late.
Mm-hmm. Forgetting your phone at home.
Also make you late if you need it for work and you cannot function without it. Like. For work purposes, then yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Running out of toilet paper, 22% said that one.
That's a bad time.
That happens way too often to people. That does not seem like it should be happening that much, at least. But
well, I mean, you know, there's always water.
Right, right. Forgetting your wallet at home. Or your purse, I imagine, or something, or whatever you use to buy things.
The essentials that you have to function in the world that costs money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So sleeping with through your alarm, 19% said that one.
Mm-hmm.
Realizing you forgot to plug in your phone the night before, so you got like 2% on your phone when you wake up for the rest of the day. Yeah. Or I know what's happened to me a couple of times. I think I have it hooked up, but I didn't push the charger all the way in.
Mm.
So it's just sitting there.
So it looks
there.
Like it's plugged in, but it's not actually charging?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
This phone I have now, it beeps when it clicks in, so I know that it's clicked in. But the other one I had did not do that.
Mm.
And stubbing your toe, 17% said that one.
I hate stubbing my toe.
I don't care if you're Mr. Rogers. You stub your toe, and all of a sudden, there are words that you don't usually use in your lexicon that pop up.
Yep.
It is one of those things. Is there anybody I want to throw any outside the lines, honorable mentions to this one?
Running out of coffee.
Yep. How about not having coffee? Like, that's what I'm dealing with today.
Yeah, no, I finished up the rest of my coffee grounds here this morning. I do have some emergency backup that aren't, like, great. It would work in a pinch, but I have to get some coffee today. I might have to just buy it at the fair. I think there was a coffee vendor in the expo building.
I was. I didn't get a chance to look. I was actually thinking about that while I was there, and I did not
I heard somebody saying, this one is really dark roast, so...
Oh, okay, that seems like...
And I'm like, oh, yep, stopping there later.
Feels like a pretty
dark
good sign.
Dark roast is my jam.
Yeah, yeah. That's good stuff. Yeah, I'm with you on that. I think it's a sometimes for me, it's not so much. I wake up with migraines almost every day. So that's one of those things you almost get used to. It's more of I wake up with the migraine and I can't find my keys or I lost my phone or something like that. It's usually a combination of things. It's not usually just one thing. Do you think that's the case for a lot of us, Melissa? Is that the case for you?
I think sometimes, yeah. I mean, it's never just one thing that's going to ruin your day.
Yeah.
It's the straw that breaks the camel's back. It's the one more thing.
I will say this, too. I would almost rather something go wrong or something like this happen early in the day, and I can kind of reset. I think you I think you used that word, even.
Mm-hmm.
I like that word. I like that. I think that this list is certainly something that everybody out there that's listening can relate to at least a couple, if not all, of these things have happened to us in our lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's how we adjust and how we reset from these things that really mark the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we control those things.
Yeah. Yeah, and I do think that our profession is a little bit different in that we have a lot of beginnings and endings.
Yeah.
You know, we're done with the morning show. Okay, check that box. Move on to the completely different thing. You almost have to completely reset,
mm-hmm. yeah,
whether
yeah.
you want to or not.
Well, that's a good point, yeah.
Versus, you know, where a different job when I worked at the high school, that was, okay, this is my day all day. It's different things all day long, but there's never a start and a stop.
Yeah. And that does help us a little bit, but it doesn't have to just be us. You can do that kind of thing too, taking different moment, like whatever the job is that you're doing or whatever it is that you're working out there, trying to find a date, a moment in that, whether it's a lunch break or whatever it is.
Maybe it's a break time. You just do a reset, some of those breathing exercises you like to talk about.
There is a number of different techniques you can do of ways to counter that and to, you know, hopefully help make your date better. We're about to make your day a lot better because we are joined every Wednesday by our good friends at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids and sponsors of Playmakers. We got Phil Hartley joining us on the phones right now. Phil, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How's everybody doing today?
Great. How are you, Phil?
Hello?
Can you hear me? Phil can't hear me.
Here we go. Can you hear Melissa now, Phil?
Hello, Phil. I can hear myself.
Darn it. Okay. Sorry about that.
Wrong button.
Phil, how is it going over there today? We're doing good here. It's going good. Going good. That's good to hear, man. Phil, can you hear me okay? Can you?
Yes.
Good. Very good to hear. So I will be the, I'll just be that. So this is as if Melissa and Phil aren't talking, and I've got to be the go-between. Like,
we're on the outs now, me and Phil. There's this wall between us, Phil. It's called James.
Phil, we appreciate you joining us. How are things going over at the shop?
No, doing well. Yeah, staying busy. We let Tracy have a day or two off, so McKenna and I and Deb are here picking up the pieces. But when one of us is missing, the rest of us pitch in, right? But
right.
But it's going well. Another beautiful day here in Central Wisconsin. So bring it on, I say.
Good to hear. Very good to hear. I did want to thank you for stopping by our open house party the other last week.
Yeah.
It was great to see you. Great to have you down. Thanks for stopping over.
Oh, no, thanks. Had a great crowd there. I get to touch a snake, which I don't do every day. That was interesting. There were some big, different animals that were at the display. And no, it was a really nice time. Thanks, James, and you guys for hosting that. It was a nice little crowd you had over there. And I'm sure it was a beautiful day. So
yeah, we really couldn't have lucked out better with the weather. That was fun, and it was great having all of our friends come by and say hi and everything. And Phil, I think we've made people wait long enough. What is our wicked awesome word of Wednesday?
So it seems like this word is pretty apropos today. We'll see. So the word of the day is farrago.
Ooh,
which means a confused mixture.
Oh yes.
Or a hodgepodge.
Well, that's perfect.
That is perfect. That is that. The word.
I made that word up right now, but no, I had that one ready.
Perfect. There are no coincidences. Things happen for a reason. What was it about that one that stood out to you and made it just perfect for today, Phil?
Yeah, you know, with all this going, you know, I like to think that. My life is farrago for the most part, but then you run into things like this, you know. And I guess when you have a bunch of dreamers that get together like we do every Wednesday, you know.
Yep, things happen.
Farrago is a good thing normally.
Yeah,
you know, it's not all going to come at you straight. You got to figure things out and hopefully have some fun, you know, doing so. So, farrago might have some negative intentions to it, but to me, nah, that's the way life would be.
You know? How do you spell this word?
Oh, there you go. I heard you.
There we go. I thought that's what would do it. Okay. Yeah. There we go. Now, see, they're back being friends again, everybody.
Oh, Phil, I missed you.
My life is a little less farrago now.
Nice. Well done.
So, F-A-R-R-A-G-O.
Farrago. I like that word. I like that word a lot, Phil. That's a good one. We appreciate it. Phil, how are things going over? What kind of projects are you guys up to over there?
Yeah, no, again, working on a lot of, again, the schools are getting back in session, so doing a lot of work for the schools, different forms, the different sports books that they put together. So we're doing a lot with that, doing a lot for the Arts Council and the people over there in Sally, as they get ready for their upcoming new season with a whole bunch of really neat guests coming. So we put together their materials for them as well. So that's a part of what we're doing too. So a lot of small jobs. We just had a company in this morning that does honey and with bees, and they're in their big time of their year right now. So they come in and get some labels for their barrels that they do. And so, again, you get to see a lot of neat and little small businesses in this job. And so, yeah, but he said they're right in high gear right now. So, again, another who would, you know, you don't think of that business every day. But they're out there working hard today.
I love that you do these little jobs for small businesses, Phil. I mean, you will make 1 to 1,000 of something. And I got to shout out the little Agatha chickens that you did for our station. They are adorable. I love them so much.
Yeah, I got some more to make of those.
Those were a big hit yesterday at the fair, Phil. We had a couple of kids come by that definitely wanted to win those little chickens.
Like, I want to win a chicken.
Oh, cool.
I
got to get you guys some more. I got them in the back room. And they just sit down and do them, you know, but they're fun. Thank you. Yeah, we take pride in being able to do small jobs like you were talking about in quick turns, and that's our niche. You know, we're a good-sized commercial printer. We do thousands of documents for some local businesses, but we also do tens to hundreds for other small businesses, and happy to do so. I mean, it is our niche, and that's where we thrive, and we got a good team here that makes that happen.
Check out that team at Quality Post Printing today for all your printing needs. Phil, thanks so much for joining us. Looking forward to next Wednesday already, man.
Yeah, me too. Take care, you guys. Have a great day.
Everything from T-shirts to chicken butts.
They do it all over there. Join our friends at Quality Post Printing today. Join them at 3515 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Be sure to follow them on Facebook. It's a great way to keep up to date what they're doing and share what they're doing on your page. You never know who might see it that wouldn't otherwise. Mm-hmm. We want to thank Phil and the gang as well of sponsoring Playmakers as they do Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. A big thank you to them for that. Be sure to join us for Playmakers from 5 to 6, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And Phil mentioned Sally. Well, Sally Kistner and Eric Bittnacher are going to be joining us today from the Arts Council on Midday Magazine. We're going to be talking about those wonderful things that they printed up for you all out there.
Nice.
Again, join our friends at Quality Post Printing, getting your words out today at 3515 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back and have some fun and wrap up the hour. It's the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Coming out of my cage and I've been doing just fine. Gotta be down because I want... Melissa and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic Wednesday out there. I remembered what day it is.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We got good things coming up for you in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll touch on a little bit of entertainment news. We'll also get into a couple of other fun topics. We got some stuff going on with our airlines we'll talk about. Also got the most fun states in America. We'll get into that one as well. But right now, we have got to get into the national insurance claims things here for pet insurance claim of the year.
Oh.
Voting closes tomorrow for this year's Hambone Award, recognizing the strangest pet insurance claim of the year. It's the 16th year Nationwide Insurance has done this.
Okay.
They named it the Hambone after a dog that got itself locked in a fridge for several hours and ate a full holiday ham.
Oh, wow.
The dog was okay. It was treated for mild hypothermia, but it was okay and everything. And and keep that in mind with this incomplete list. These animals are okay. They you know, that's why we're doing this. It's for fun. Last year's winner was a cat named Giles, who needed stitches after being folded into a sofa bed. But this year's list of finalists is very dog-heavy, and a couple of random animals here and there. So here are the finalists, and you can go ahead and go to petinsurance.com to if you want to get in on the voting on this one. I am going to do that during the break. I have got the web page all popped up here. Let's see. So, Archie, a dog in New Jersey that got excited the mailman was there and broke through a plate glass door. He needed stitches on his paws.
Oh, wow. He was very determined.
That dog, nothing was stopping that dog. Bear. A corgi in Pennsylvania that chewed on a bottle of nail adhesive that was basically like super glue. Luckily, it wasn't toxic and it was okay. But man, I can't even imagine seeing that.
Oh, coming home to that and then having to take him to the vet with his poor little mouth.
and it's a corgi,
glue
too.
Shut.
It's a little corgi, too. So it's, man. How about Clover? A parrot in New Jersey that got her claws tangled up, like tying someone's shoelaces together. A vet had to untangle them. Oh, that's rough.
Poor bird.
Oh. Irma, a dog in Florida that had to go on a high-fiber diet after eating tiny pieces of shrapnel. They think it was bristles from a barbecue brush that the dog ate.
Oh, no.
Man, dogs.
Yeah, they'll eat anything.
Do dogs have taste buds?
Well, yes, but everything tastes good. And they don't have the stomachs of goats, so.
Do dogs think they're goats? Because they and I understand that they do have taste buds, but I still ask you, dog community, do you have taste buds? Because it doesn't seem like it was some of the things I've seen my fur brother eating and stuff.
Wire bristles, yum. Although, I mean, they did scrape off a grill, so there was probably some residual grill goodness on there.
That's the first thing I thought of. I'm like, that dog, that was definitely not a clean grate that
the dog
was eating.
They're never clean.
There was something on that thing that dog wanted.
Those wire brushes never come clean.
It smelled good. What do you want from me? It smelled good. It already had barbecue sauce out of me. What do you want? Kodak, great name for a dog. I don't know
why,
but
names are great.
They're good. Kodak, a dog in Virginia that was that won't stop eating rocks. She had to have four removed from her stomach a few years back, and then ate two more.
Oh, poor baby. Does she think she's a chicken?
Yeah. This is a weird thing about dogs, because dogs can be trained and learn just about almost anything. It's amazing what they can do and what they can what they can learn and everything. I've always said, and I always will say about humans or dogs, it's not that you can't teach an old dog new tricks. It's does the dog want to learn? And I think that's really unique about dogs. But then there are things where it seems like they never learn. They just never pick up on it. This is one of those times.
Don't eat rocks.
Yeah. Come on, Kodak. Don't eat rocks. Luca, a dog in Massachusetts that ripped into the trash can ate a corn cob, a whole corn cob. He's okay, but corn cobs can cause intestinal blockages in dogs, so they had to kind of have that removed.
I see. Okay, that makes sense. Mm. It's a little too much fiber there, buddy.
Yeah, a little too much. Cut back a little bit on the fiber.
Just half a corn cob.
There you go. And Sky, a Great Dane in Oregon that fought a weasel and lost. It bit him on the eyelid, but he made a full recovery and is okay. And there is one more for you, Lambo. Lambo, of course, obviously named after the famous O Stadium here in Wisconsin in Green Bay, Lambeau Field. Mm-hmm. A lab mix in North Carolina that ate 250 pieces from a jigsaw puzzle, but only the loose pieces. The corners
you will not finish this puzzle ever.
The corners and edge pieces were already assembled, and he left those. He didn't eat those.
Well, I can see you've worked really hard on this part. Let me help you finish.
So I actually think that that's exactly what Lambo was trying to do. I feel like Lambo was just trying. They were frustrated with the puzzle. Like, look, I can help if I get rid of pieces. You know, you don't have to put them in there.
You don't have to finish it.
Yeah.
Solving your problems for you.
My mom and dad do this thing where they have a card table out and they have a puzzle out and they take turns messing with it. You know, I think my mom does the borders and my dad will work on the inside and just a project they like doing together and everything. Mm-hmm. I love the idea of my fur brother Sam trying to get involved with it.
If I eat this piece and this piece,
I got no thumbs. What else can I do? I can't put them in the puzzle. I mean, I'll get rid of the pieces for you.
It got stuck on my tongue. What can I tell you?
Talking about relatable things, there are not many things that are pretty universal. No matter where you are in the world, if you've put a puzzle together, you know the frustration of, oh, I'm missing a piece, or oh, I can't find a piece.
Yeah.
This is one of those times where you might not want to find it. You might just want to let that one go. You know, maybe just move on to another puzzle or something or what have you. Again, if you would like to vote on this one, you can go to petinsurance.com. Petinsurance.com, it pops up right away. There's ham bone news and nominees.
Actually, it's hilarious that they do this.
I really do actually like that they do this. And just not for nothing, everybody, the website actually has pictures of the animals along with these stories. It just brings.
I wonder if they have to give permission, like when they file a claim, like, will you participate in the voting at the end of the year? Pet, share a picture.
I was actually pretty interested in that, too. They do have a share your story button, and I wonder if these are stories that are shared or if these are people that have nationwide insurance, and there's like a thing, you know, when you sign up for nationwide insurance, you agree to this or something.
Media release of some sort.
Yeah, I don't know. But again, petinsurance.com is the website. Be sure to check that out. Get in on the voting, everybody. Have some fun with this one. And get used to voting, because it is an election year.
It is. We got a lot going on.
We encourage you to go to myvote.wi.gov to find out if you are registered, if you are all set up and ready to go.
So find your polling place, see what's on your ballot. It's all there for you.
Be informed and get out there and vote, everybody, and enjoy. Because I think the voting process can be fun and an enjoyable thing oftentimes.
And say thank you to the poll workers.
Please give a big shout out to those poll workers out there. We greatly appreciate every one of them volunteering and doing what they do. Melissa and I are going to come back in a little bit after our news break. We'll talk a little bit about the fair, talk about the funnest states in the country, and plenty more. It's the morning show here at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids.